across campus, online, and on 1251 AM.
This is your student radio station.
Cheers, Phil. Emmett's had to step outside the studio for a bit because he's needs to have a breath of fresh air, I'd say. He's been finding the whole radio thing quite draining on him. We've had a message to the studio from Dundee from Australia. He's one of our Australian fans. He's asked me to give him a call because he's got some exciting new information that he's going to talk to us about. So, he's going to dial in the phone number to Mr. Dundee, and we'll see what happens. Just give him a ring now. Ring, ring, set the phone. Oh. Just going through now.
Hello.
What? Hello.
Hello.
I don't think this is working. Get on the microphone.
Oh my god. Sorry. I'm calling here from Dundee. I'm a long time viewer of the show.
Can you try and muffle your voice, please, to pretend you're on the phone?
How's it all going down there in Warwick?
It's pronounced Warwick, actually.
Warwick.
Yeah, Warwick.
Yeah, so it's been really good listening in from... I can't even do this accent.
Canberra.
Where am I?
In the capital city of Australia.
In the capital city. Not Melbourne or Sydney. People think it's Sydney.
Or even Queensland, which many people think it is, but it's actually Canberra.
No, it's none of those. So, I've just been... I'm at the University
Dundee.
Of Australia.
Who are you talking to?
And,
Dundee!
Yeah?
What are you talking to?
It's just my friend from England.
We've done this all before.
It's my friend from England.
This sounds suspicious a lot. The New Zealand fella who did the same thing a few weeks ago.
No. They say it differently.
Don't think you always say this. Tell me the difference between a New Zealand and an Australian accent.
Well, someone from New Zealand says, "Where's the car?" And someone from Australia says, "Where's the car?"
I didn't hear the difference, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Where's the car?
Yeah.
That's from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And where's the car?
Okay.
That's New Zealand.
Oh, really? Well, that's great.
This is are we letting them take over our show?
Sorry, I've just come back into the studio. What on earth is going on in here?
I took a call from a chap named Dundee.
Right.
Speak to him.
Well, I'm still here, mate.
Sorry, what's that?
No, you better not put me in my place. I've been listening to this show for 2 years now.
So, look, I'm sorry, mate.
It's great. The show's not been going on for 2 years, mate.
And yeah, what have you been listening to?
So who are you, sorry, again? Dundee?
Mate, I'm a Dundee crocodile.
That's very similar to Crocodile Dundee, if you don't mind me saying.
No. That's my mate. We've got a show together called Steve Irwin, Crocodile Dundee.
Sounds like I'm not a cynical man, but I'd say you're trying to avoid copyright with your name, Dundee.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, Sam. I can't imagine he's got anything to say.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
I'm just talking to my mate in England.
Are you pretending to be Dundee Crocodile again? For God's sake, Michael!
No!
This is beyond the joke!
Listen, dear, why don't you go back down to your cellar and paint your pictures, Missy?
I'll lock you up!
I'll lock you up, love! I'll kill you! Right.